Hi guys. Little Dreamer here. It's been a while, I know. Just been having some personal stuff going on. But yeah, I figured I would try to get out of my funk and record something. So I just wanted to do a little questionnaire, because that's pretty easy. So, I'm doing All the Facts by Project Knox. Also, sorry if I'm talking a little quieter. I don't have the house to myself, so I just don't want to be too loud or anything. So, we're just going to get right into the questions. Number one, cats or dogs? Explain. Do you have any pets currently? Did you have pets growing up? Is there any pet you would like in the future? I always hate that question because I can't choose. I love cats and dogs equally. I can't pick one. It's like asking a parent to pick a favorite child. I do have some pets currently. I have a betta fish, a male, his name is Opal, and I have a dog. He's a corgi beagle, and his name is Crowley. He's very sweet. Did you have any pets growing up? I did. I had a goldfish named Percy, and a tabby cat named Kiara. Because I was obsessed with, Lion King. Is there any pet you would like in the future? When I move out on my own, I'm kind of wanting to get, a German Shepherd or a Sphinx cat. That's, like, I would like that, but I do want to adopt. So, whatever I adopt is what I'll adopt. You know? Number two, do you dye your hair? If yes, what color is it naturally, and what color do you dye it? Okay, I'm not gonna read the next part because that's if I said no, but I do dye my hair. My hair color naturally is quite a dark brown, almost black. And I usually dye it blue or pink. Right now it's pink. The pink didn't really turn out though, so we're going back to blue on Friday. I tried pink, and if it had turned out better, I think I would have liked it, but it went weird, so I'm a little sad, but next time, I'll try again. Number three, do you have any tattoos? If yes, care to describe one? I have one tattoo right now. My mom and I are getting mother-daughter tattoos once we figure out a time to do that together, and also I'm getting a semicolon tattoo. Yeah, I know that's probably cliche, and a lot of people roll their eyes at that, but I do relate to the semicolon project a lot, and I think it's an amazing thing, so I'm getting one. But the only tattoo I have right now is, it's the quote, if you're going through hell, keep going. It's the first part, if you're going through hell, is in my mom's handwriting, and the second part, keep going, is in my grandpa's handwriting. And next to it is a lotus. Yeah, because that quote has really stuck with me a lot with all my mental health and everything that has happened in my life. That quote just makes me feel kind of empowered and reminds me that, you know, it's not the end of the world. And it may be hell right now, but you gotta get through it. And the lotus beside it is to, it's a symbol used sometimes in, with depression. Because a lotus flower grows in muddy, murky kind of conditions, and it's showing that even in, like, dark, dirty, icky kind of times, beautiful things can happen. Beautiful things can grow. So, yeah. I also have plans for a half sleeve, at least, of comic book stuff. Number four, what does your ideal first date look like? Where is it? Who's it with? What are you wearing? Remember, I said ideal, not realistic, so go nuts. Have a first date on the moon. Life is short. I don't know. I think I would just want something really low-key and chill. Like, maybe going to, like, a coffee shop and, you know. Like, one of those, like, hipster coffee shops that is pretty chill and, you know, live music, maybe. I don't know who it would be with. I mean, Sebastian Stan, I wish. What am I wearing? Probably just leggings and a nice shirt and boots. Number five, have you ever hooked up with someone you met through hookup apps like Tinder or Grindr? I haven't. Number six, opinion on love bites, better to give or receive? Both. Both is good. Personally, I wouldn't want, like, visible ones. If I'm reading this correctly, that's a hickey as well, right? Yeah. I just personally would not want visible ones, but I've had one before, and they're pretty nice. I like it, the feeling. Number seven, what is your favorite comfort food and why? I think my favorite comfort food... I don't know. I mean, when my mom makes lasagna, that's pretty great. It makes me feel warm and happy. But if I had to pick, like, a quick grab comfort food, it'd be salt and vinegar chips, because I love them. I'm the type of person that kind of goes overboard, and I will eat them until my mouth is sore. Number eight, what is an embarrassing childhood memory? A more recent embarrassing situation, if you'd care to share it. An embarrassing childhood memory. I don't know, like, my whole childhood is embarrassing. Just kidding. I can't think of anything that really sticks with me that was embarrassing growing up. More recent embarrassing situation. Oh god, I had one. I mean, it's not embarrassing to anybody else, but it's embarrassing to me. When I first met my one of my counselors, they had already said my name and then introduced themselves, and I shook their hand, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, and I said my name again, even though they already knew who I was, and I was really embarrassed, because I was like, you already know who I am. Why did I just say it again? I'm gonna go die now. That's not the most embarrassing thing ever, but it's the only thing I can really remember right now. Number nine, what is a sexual fantasy you have that you have never seen an audio posted about? I don't know. Sorry, I'm just moving around a little because I'm trying to get comfortable. I don't know. I would really like to see more, like, nerdy sort of themed audios, you know what I mean? Like Captain America telling me what to do, or Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, or, like, Iron Man, whatever. Like, I'd like to see more stuff like that, you know? So if anyone's, interested in more nerdy audios, you're welcome. Number 10. How did you find GWA? If you post audios, what inspired you to start posting? Were you nervous? How did you get over that? I don't remember how I found GWA. I think I was, like, I was looking up something, and then I just put in, like, erotic audios and found someone. I found a Soundgasm page from Google. And then I just looked up, I looked for GWA because they kept referring to it in, like, questionnaires that they did. So I was like, what is this? So I looked it up and I found it. I think that's how it went. That sounds about right. And what inspired me to start posting was, like, looking through people's, like, the comments left on people's stuff. I've never seen anyone really leave anything mean. I've never seen mean comments being a thing on here. So that's, I think, what really, sorry if you guys can hear that, that's the wind, it's very windy here. So I think that's what inspired me to start posting, was the fact that it didn't seem like people were outwardly vicious towards other people. Like, it seems like people have the mentality of, like, if they don't like an audio, that's fine, like, just click off and that's it. So I think that's what inspired me to start, is that I thought it felt like there was a sense of community that was not clicky and not hard to, like, make a place in and, like, start talking to people, you know? I mean, I'm very shy, so I haven't really talked to a lot of people, but I would like to. I'm just terribly shy and scared of annoying people. So to answer, were you nervous? I was very nervous. I think because I think it just, well, everyone is always nervous, but I think too, for me, it's the anxiety of, like, you know, putting yourself out there for people. Even like when I just do regular videos, like I do makeup videos sometimes on Facebook on the live thing. And I still get nervous doing it because it's just, you're putting yourself out there for people to see what you do or how you do something or how you sound. And there's that fear that people are going to judge you and, you know, tear you apart. So for someone like me who already tears themselves apart, the thought of other people doing it scared me. But I just kind of, I don't know how I got, like, I mean, I don't think I've really ever gotten over the nerves. I'm still nervous every time I post. Like, even when I do questionnaires here, I'm nervous. I don't think I'll ever get over my nerves. I just think it becomes easier to deal with because I know that people are nice, and I've yet to have a bad experience. So I think that kind of calms the nerves slightly. Number 11, do you own lingerie? What, if yes, what kind? Have you ever worn it with a partner? Do you like your partner to wear lingerie? What kind? Question is gender neutral because it's 2017 and guys are smoking in lingerie. That is a hashtag fact. Yes, it is. But I don't. One, because I'm broke. And two, because I'm single. And I've been single my whole life. So I see no point in owning any, really. But I would like to own some, actually, just for myself. Just because, I mean, I have nice bras, but it's not really considered lingerie. I mean, I think it'd be hot for my partner to wear it, boy or girl. You know, whoever. Whatever your gender preference is. I think it'd be hot. If that's what you're comfortable wearing, then do it. You know what I mean? Number 12, what was the last thing you Googled? Let me search that up. Because I don't remember. Oh, I do actually know. I Googled currency exchange. Because I was looking at the Nip and Fab website. If you guys don't know, it's like a skincare brand line thing. And they have a product that I really like. I'm going on a tangent, but they have a product I really like. They're, I actually have them right here. They're called Bee Sting Fix Toning Pads. And they have bee venom, witch hazel, and propolis extract in them. Those are like the main ingredients. And you just wipe it over your face and it, clears up your skin and also tightens pores and stuff, and they feel amazing and they make your skin feel really tingly and nice. They were on sale at a place in where I'm from. They were taking them out of stock to make room for new stuff, I guess, so they were only $3 and they had like a few packs left, and I was going to get quite a like two or three, but I was worried I wouldn't like them, so I didn't want to waste the money, even though it was only $3 and I could have done it at the time. But yeah, so I was Googling up the exchange to see how much the product would be in Canadian money. Ooh. And it's a lot. It's like $21 for a little pack of 60 pads. Which, I mean, like, they're good, but I don't want to pay $21 when I paid $3 for this pack. So, you know, but that tangent was a little unnecessary. But, yeah. So, anyway, number 13, what is your favorite dirty joke? My grandpa and his brother, so my great-uncle, are really big on dirty jokes. If you get the both of them together, it's really bad. I don't remember exactly how... Oh, he's got two. One of them had me and my mom, like, crying in at a garage sale, so we had to, like, hide from the people at our yard sale for a little bit while we calmed down, but, I think it was, like, yeah, it was, like, I got my Viagra stuck in my throat, and I had a stiff neck for a couple hours or something like that. I'm not funny. I can't tell a funny joke. or he has one about another name for a skirt. Like when a woman wears a skirt, there's another name for it, and it's called a cockpit. That one almost had me on the floor when he told it to me, because the way he said it, like, you wouldn't expect these things to come out of their mouths. They're both, like, in their 80s. So to hear them say that stuff, it's kind of shocking. But yeah, anyway, that is the last question. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm probably going to do a couple more questionnaires, but this is the one that's going up today. I hope you guys liked it. I hope I was talking loud enough for everyone's liking. But yeah, so I'm going to go before I ramble on awkwardly too long. But yeah, so I hope to be posting more, and I'll see you guys later.